In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, today, the 9th of November. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Two items with which to begin today. Item one, the Senate released its version of the GOP's tax bill this morning. Item two, the House Committee on Ways and Means passed its tax bill today, party line as to be expected. So with that as backdrop, an interview now with Gary Cohn, the head of the National Economic Council. Sadly, not my interview with Gary Cohn, the head of the National Economic Council. John Harwood of CNBC had a chat with Cohn this morning. They talked about a bunch of stuff, including how important it is to the White House and Republicans in Congress that corporate taxes get cut. Here's Gary Cohn.
When you take a corporate tax rate at 35% and move it to 20%, and you see what's happened over the last two decades to businesses migrating out of the United States, migrating profits out of the United States, migrating domicile out of the United States, and hiring workers out of the United States, it's hard for me to not imagine that they're not going to bring businesses back to the United States. We create wage inflation, which means the workers get paid more, the workers have more disposable income, the workers spend more, and we see the whole trickle down through the economy. And that's good for the economy.
We let him go long because that's important stuff. But setting aside the offhand use of the not uncontroversial phrase trickle down, it's worth thinking here about what Gary Cohn said about wages, because that is the whole smash on this tax plan. That high corporate taxes in the United States, according to the Republicans, drive jobs overseas. So cutting those taxes, the GOP says, will bring jobs back and raise wages. Except historically, companies don't look to pay more. They look for more productive labor at lower cost. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
When a company is deciding where it wants to create new jobs, there are a few factors at play, says Tom Cullen at MIT's Sloan School of Management.
One, they have customers there, or there are some advantages in terms of location, or they go because there are lower labor costs.
Tax rates are further down on the list, he says, because companies rarely pay the full rate, and lowering it, says Cornell University's Sarosh Kuravilla, won't change the dynamics of the global economy.
If you want hundreds and thousands of sewing machine workers, you're not going to find that in America. You're going to find that in China.
When companies do return to the U.S., they often automate lower-skilled jobs. But part of the argument for the tax cuts is that companies will invest their profits in creating more and better-paying jobs.
What raises wages in a sustainable way from the perspective of companies being able to pay their workers more is when those workers end up being more productive.
Matthew Slaughter of the Tuck School of Business. Of course, push wages up too high and even tax cuts won't keep some businesses here.
There's no magic wand that works quickly. What grows good jobs at good wages sustainably are a whole combination of sound public policies, one of which is the tax code.
And infrastructure and immigration and education, all factors, he says, play a role in creating jobs and keeping them here, which is rarely as simple as one tax cut. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.